From Spark and Anvil and Mindforge, this is Inside, in Chapter 1 of the Mindforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Inside was a small, quiet creature, a woodland creature tween with big, watchful eyes. And the first thing you noticed about her was how slowly she did everything. She moved slowly. She spoke softly. She always waited a moment before answering. Inside never rushed, and she never tried to fix things right away. That slowness was the whole point. Inside taught self-awareness, noticing what's happening inside you without trying to change it fast. If she rushed to fix things, she wouldn't be teaching her own lesson. So she didn't rush. She sat on her smooth, flat rock, shoulders relaxed, hands resting gently in her lap. And she just noticed. That was her main job, and she was very good at it. Even at Mindforge, a place built to help kids feel better, Inside never once told a student to calm down. That phrase, she knew, could make a kid feel like their feelings were wrong, so she never said it. She only ever asked them to notice. Inside grew up in a quiet forest village called Bracken Hollow, and her family had an unusual way of life. They weren't hunters or trackers. They didn't chase animals or follow tracks through the brush. They were forest watchers. A forest watcher's whole craft was to sit very still at the edge of a clearing and simply see which birds came, how the light moved, when the deer grew uneasy, without disturbing a single thing. If you rush in to fix the forest, her grandmother told her, the forest hides from you. But if you sit still and only watch, the forest shows you everything it is. Little Inside loved it. She could sit for a whole afternoon just noticing. But one day, a big, hot, prickly feeling rushed up in her. She'd been left out of a game, and she wanted to make it go away fast. Her grandmother found her fighting it. "Ah," grandmother said gently, "you're doing to your feeling what a bad watcher does to the forest, rushing in to fix it so it hides." She sat beside Inside on the rock. "Try watching it instead. Where is it in your body? What color would it be? You don't have to make it leave. Just watch it, the way we watch the deer." So Inside did. And the strangest thing happened. The feeling didn't have to be chased off. Watched gently, it softened all on its own. "That," said her grandmother, "is the deepest kind of watching. Watching what's inside." Inside carried that lesson for years. And when she was grown, she walked to the Mindforge Academy. Sage, the senior mentor, met her at the gate and asked one question. "What is self-awareness?" Inside took her time, a slow breath first, the way she always did. "It's noticing what's happening inside you," she said, "without rushing to change it. The feeling, the thought, the way your body feels. You just watch it, kindly. Watching it is the work. And often, watched kindly, it settles by itself." Sage smiled. "You are appointed. Your name is Inside. You'll teach the students the very first skill, the one all the others stand on." In her classroom, Inside begins every first day the same way. She sits on her rock, settles her hands in her lap, and simply notices the room, slowly, warmly, until the students grow curious and quiet. "I am Inside," she says. "My work is noticing what's happening in you, without fixing it first." She lays a soft paw over her own chest. "Right now, is your chest tight or easy? Are your shoulders up near your ears or resting? Is there a feeling in there, big or small?" She waits, letting them look. "You don't have to change any of it. You don't have to make it good. You only have to notice it, the way a forest watcher notices a bird, without scaring it off." A student named Ren frowned. "But what if it's a bad feeling? Shouldn't I get rid of it?" Inside shook her head, gently. "There are no bad feelings to notice, Ren, only feelings.
When you rush to get rid of one, it usually hides and gets bigger. But when you watch it kindly, oh, there's a nervous feeling in my tummy. Hello. Something surprising happens. It stops fighting you. Sometimes it even softens. She never told anyone to feel differently. She only ever helped them look. Noticing isn't fixing, she said. Noticing is the thing that comes before any wise choice. It's the ground everything else stands on.
The students often grew quiet when Insight taught, some of them noticing their own breath for the very first time. Is self-awareness hard? One asked her once. Insight gave her slow, soft answer. It isn't hard. It's just watching, kindly, without rushing to fix. Where is the feeling? What's it like? You don't have to change it. You only have to notice it's there. She settled back on her smooth rock, hands resting, watchful eyes soft, and let the room be as it was. And in that unhurried quiet, the students felt something ease inside their own chests, shoulders coming down from their ears, breath slowing, a warm and steady permission spreading through them, the gentle relief of learning that whatever they were feeling was allowed to be there, that nobody had to chase it away, and that simply noticing it, kindly, was already a small and quiet kind of brave.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Insight. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.